In its latest report on the flooding, UN OCHA said people in northern Bahar Ghazal, Warrap, Unity and western Bahar Ghazal states are the worst affected. Annette Hens is the acting head of office for the Emergency Response Agency.
Floods have destroyed livestock, destroyed crops, washed away roads and bridges, destroyed people's homes, schools, health facilities, submerged boreholes and latrines, which is contaminating now the water sources. And this then risks the outbreak of various different diseases, especially waterborne diseases.
UN OCHA says there are increasing water levels in Rupkona and Bintu towns, putting pressure on existing dikes. The flood waters have now reached the highest levels seen in 2021, according to United Nations. Urol County Relief and Rehabilitation Coordinator Gatwang Jangthiang describes the full scale of the devastation of the county residents are facing.
There's no many highland where people can be able to survive at this night, and we don't actually know what to do. For animals, then they are just standing on the water. So the big tukus, where animals are supposed to stay inside them, so they are also full of water. They don't even lie down, so they keep standing because there's nowhere for them to go.
At least 35,000 people have been displaced from their homes in Urol County of Jonguli State, where last night authorities rushed to evacuate people to higher ground. Kalanj Bolish, chairperson of the Bintu Youth Forum, says dikes broke down, causing flood water to flow into the camp.
We are some meters away from the dike, and the dike broke at night, so people were to rush for essential properties, especially the document, and maybe if you have some drawer in the house, that is the first thing you need to carry out. So we were rushing toward this side while others were also blocking it there. They tried with the container. They threw a container there, but it was also lifting it away from the van area. So it was really terrible for us, and you can't imagine how this life is going to be because we have lost some other properties.
Kalanj urged aid agencies to intervene. The IDP camp in Bintu is home to about 26,000 people, many of whom are trapped at the camp due to flooding. The International Organization for Migration has scaled up life-saving support for the flood victims. Peter Van Dier is the IOM South Sudan Chief of Mission.
We have been at the forefront together with UNMISS and WFP on building and maintaining the infrastructure, dikes, roads that protect Bintu, Rupkona and the IDP camp against flooding. And this is, of course, an activity that we will continue to do, especially the monitoring and the repairs as is needed.
Hence says work crews are working on repairs in the areas and identifying vulnerable areas before more rains set in.
The teams have mobilized sandbags, soils, and are getting into canoes to facilitate going out into the water to then fix the dikes as they are leaking. Response efforts are ongoing to scale up the dike maintenance and dike repairs, and all of this contributes to prevent further flooding of some areas.
In western Bahar Ghazal State, the collapse of a key bridge between Wau Raja County due to heavy rains has hammered the aid response to some 50,000 people, including 30,000 returnees, mainly from Sudan, living in Raja County.
The lack of access impacts the delivery of these critical supplies that people need, and that includes medical and nutrition commodities, all of whom are there trying to get into Raja County by the road.
Over the last 3 years, South Sudan has experienced extreme flooding, with 835,000 people affected by floods in 2021 alone. According to the Center for Humanitarian Data, much of the flooded since 2020 has reportedly been caused by high levels of water upstream, such as in Uganda's Lake Albert. While these water levels have been declining since the beginning of 2022, they remain at historical high levels. Officials say there will most likely be significant overflow into South Sudan throughout the rainy season in 2022. For VOA News, I am Sheila Pony in Juba.